דודי.
אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות לראש השנה.
We're reading chosen passages for Rosh Hashanah, starting with excerpt number 8.
ראש השנה,
Rabash, Article 45, What is Secrets Belong to the Lord Our God in the Work. Rosh Hashanah is called Days of Awe. As the Holy Ari says, the Rosh Hashanah is the matter of building Malchut, which is called Din. And Malchut means that the entire world follows after her, since Malchut is called the Assembly of Israel, in which are included all the 600,000 souls of Israel. The entire work of Rosh Hashanah is the burden of the kingdom. Therefore we pray, reign over the whole earth with your glory. Meaning that we have to accept the kingdom and his kingship over us, that it will not be in the state of divinity in the dust, but rather in the form of honor. Therefore, we pray on Rosh Hashanah, give honor to your people. Namely, that we ask the Creator to give us to feel the glory of heaven. And because Rosh Hashanah is the aspect of the kingdom of heaven, which is the aspect of divinity in the dust, therefore Rosh Hashanah is the time for us to ask the Creator to feel the glory of heaven, meaning what the kingdom of heaven will be honored by us. And because we want to ask that the kingdom of heaven will be revealed to the whole world, meaning that the whole earth will be filled with His glory and will be felt in the whole world, as it is written, "You shall give all your servants." This prayer applies both in the general and the particular, meaning that since man is a small world, he is naturally included in the whole world, and we ask that there will not remain in our body any desire to work for self-benefit, and that through the entire world, the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. According to this, all the prayers of Rosh Hashanah are conducted, and therefore they are general prayers.
שאלות.
ציטוט מספר 9 מתוך תפארת שלמה.
Excerpt number 9 from תפארת שלמה. It says, choose life, that you should choose such a life in order for you and your seed to continue and reach love for the Creator, that all of your vitality and the vitality of your successors will be only for this, to love the Creator your God, so that all of your vitality will be to love Him and serve Him with all your heart and all your soul. And then it will become your life, because the Creator is the body of your enlivenment or liveliness, and everything should be for Him. And this means, remember us for life, merciful King, which means that we shall merit such a life only in which we will keep the Creator's commandments and desire, and then the King, the Creator, will favor this kind of life, which is the life of lives, which means that we live for you, our Creator, our God, in order to realize your desire. And this is what it means that remember us for life, O great King, which means that the main desire of the Creator regarding man is while he is still alive to connect together the soul with the body. And write us in the Book of the Living for your sake, because we too shall direct all of our actions for your sake. Therefore, now, during the 10 days of penitence, it is time to correct and raise all the mitzvot of the entire year that didn't have the correct intention, which was aimed or directed only at the Creator. And this is what it says, write us in the Book of the Living for your sake.